Ever get this feeling like, gas prices? They leap up like a startled gazelle at the slightest nudge. But when it comes to dropping, it's like they're dragging their hooves.
It's a common sentiment for sure.
Makes you wonder if there's some, I don't know, invisible hand at work, right? And that's what we're diving into today. The curious case of gas prices in Turkey.
Intriguing place to start.
Where it gets a little, well, strategic, to put it mildly. We're joined by
I'm the expert for this deep dive into, let's call it fueling intrigue.
Perfect. And we are digging into some really interesting research from Alper and Tuğrul. They really break down how those retail gasoline prices in Turkey, how they reacted to, the global shifts and shakes of crude oil prices all the way back from 91 to 2007.
A period of some pretty significant volatility. And as you'll hear, Turkey's approach was, shall we say, unique.
Unique is a good word for it. Right off the bat, you see taxes. In most places, they're part of gas prices, sure. But in Turkey, we're talking a hefty chunk, like 70 to 80% of what you pay at the pump.
It's pretty striking.
It's wild, right? And they pull this crazy example from January 09 to picture this. Gas is sitting at 2.72 Turkish lira per liter. Sounds like a lot, but okay, that's lira, right?
Right.
But hold on, because get this, 1.49 lira just for a special consumption tax, meaning even if crude oil did a magic trick and went to $0 a barrel, poof, gone. You're still paying 1.76 lira at the pump, minimum.
Really throws a wrench into the whole global supply and demand thing, doesn't it? Because usually that's the big driver of gas prices.
100%. And hold on to your hats because it gets even more interesting. Up until 2006, most of the refineries in Turkey, they were state-owned.
Giving the government, what, a pretty firm grip on both the supply and the price itself.
Exactly. Compared to, other countries, how unusual is that level of control when it comes to something like gas prices?
Oh, it's definitely an outlier. In most of the world, it's this complex interplay. You've got global supply battling it out with demand. You've got the costs of refining, getting that fuel where it needs to go, competition in the market,
Right.
a whole bunch of factors all swirling around. But Turkey at this time, the government was, how do I put this, a much more direct participant in setting those prices, and that's where things get really intriguing.
So we've got this system in place, right? Government's got their hands on the controls, so to speak.
Yeah.
How did these researchers, Alper and Tuğrul, even begin to make sense of what was happening with those Turkish gas prices?
Well, they used a really interesting method, bit technical but fascinating, called, get this, SVAR.
SVAR. Okay, break that down for me.
Stands for structural vector autoregression. Basically, it's a statistical tool, kind of elegant actually, for figuring out cause and effect when you've got a system, and this is key, a system where a whole bunch of things are influencing each other. Like, how does a twitch in global crude oil prices translate to what someone's paying in Istanbul at the pump?
Okay, so cause and effect, did they find what you'd expect? Global prices go up, Turkish prices follow suit.
Well, that part, yes. When global crude shot up, Turkish gas prices, they were right there, keeping pace. No big surprise, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing, here's where it gets wonky. When crude oil prices dipped, Turkish gas, it didn't quite get the memo. It either, and I love this visual, it either crept down reluctantly, like it was dragging its feet.
Like it didn't want to go down.
Exactly. Or, and this is the real head scratcher, it just stayed put. Global prices fall, Turkish prices, nope, we're good here.
It's like, I don't know, you're on that first big climb of a roller coaster, anticipation's killing you, then the drop over in a flash. But imagine if it just sort of coasted back to the starting point, no big plunge.
Now that is a perfect analogy. And to be thorough, these researchers, they weren't messing around. They wanted to be sure this wasn't some statistical quirk.
Right. Had to make sure the numbers weren't playing tricks.
Exactly. So they crunched those numbers every which way, lira, US dollars, even went so far as to adjust it all for inflation, to account for that. And you know what? That pattern, that asymmetry stuck around, wouldn't go away.
So it wasn't just the Turkish lira doing its own thing, or even just like the bigger economic picture in Turkey. Something else was at play. All right, so we've got this price asymmetry thing going on, right? It's weird. It's a head scratcher, but is there a bigger picture here? Was it just Turkey being Turkey with gas prices, or is there like a deeper story, a why to this weirdness?
Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting, I think, for anyone who's ever pumped gas, basically. Remember how we talked about the government, their fingers in both the refinery pie and the tax jar?
Right, yeah.
So Alper and Tirole, they suggest, and it's a bit cheeky if you think about it, that the Turkish government, they might have seen those dips in global crude oil prices not as a chance to give consumers a break, but as an opportunity.
Okay, so instead of those lower crude oil prices, you know, trickling down, making everyone's wallets a little happier at the gas station,
they kept those gas prices up.
And pocketed the difference.
Bingo! Hitting taxes, my friend. Classic. And it says something, doesn't it? About priorities.
Yeah.
Tax revenue, even if it meant a little extra pinch at the pump, that was the game plan.
Really makes you think, like, what did the average person on the street in Turkey even think about all this? Were they in on it? Did they notice? And what happened when, because you know it always happens, those oil prices eventually went the other way, spiked. What then?
$1 million questions, all of them. And this particular study, it doesn't quite go there. It doesn't dig into the, I don't know, the social side of it all or the long-term economic ripples of playing with prices like that.
Yeah.
But it makes you think, right,
yeah,
about who's really got the power when it comes to consumers and governments, you know, especially with something like energy, something everyone needs.
Absolutely. It really makes you wonder if this kind of, I don't know, pricing strategy, what other games are being played around the world that we don't even know about. Well, that is all the time we have for today's deep dive. Lot to think about next time you're at the pump, right? Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep asking those good questions.